Hello, listeners. My name is Lance Williams, co-host of The Standard is the Standard. Want to give a big shout out to Jeff Hartman, my co-host on the program. The name of this program is Yeah, I Said It. We teased the program on this week's episode of The Standard is the Standard. And the topic that I wanted to talk about in the first episode of Yeah, I Said It is the Steelers' way is broken. I know that's going to be very controversial for many of you, but indeed, the Steelers' way is broken. And why do you say that? It's broken because the Steelers themselves don't believe in it anymore. When you think of the Pittsburgh Steelers, the franchise with the most Lombardi championships, six in fact, you think of winning Super Bowls, you think of a physical running game, you think of a dominant physical defense. When you think of the running game, you think of Franco Harris. You think of Jerome Bettis. You think of Barry Foster. You think of, maybe you don't think of Deuce Staley, but you get the point. You think about physical, hard-nosed running the football. You also think about dominant physical defense. You think about the steel curtain. Joe Green, Lambert, Ham. You think about the new guys, Troy, Casey, Joey, Ike. When you think of those elements and you think of the Super Bowl and you think of the Pittsburgh Steelers, they haven't won a Super Bowl since 79-80. I know two is a lot of Super Bowls for most, but we're not talking about Jacksonville. We're not talking about the Indianapolis Colts. We're not even talking about the Baltimore Ravens. We're talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers, the black and gold, the organization with the most championships. And winning two championships since 79-80 Vince Ferragamo, that ain't enough. Speaking of the physical running game, please, what physical running game? They averaged 90.3 yards per game, 31st in the NFL this year, and they throw it 43 times a game. Let me say that again, 43 times a game. Let me say that one more time, 43 times a game. Note to self, this ain't your parents' Pittsburgh Steelers. Hell, this ain't your uncle's Pittsburgh Steelers, and it's probably not your old head cousin's Pittsburgh Steelers. Dominant defense? Please. The last time they had a dominant defense was 2008. Think about this year, all of the fourth quarter blown leads, and as a defense, they gave up at least 23 yards. It's not yards, 23 points per game. No way in the world would you define that as dominant. And in fact, the last time they had a dominant defense, that's when they won the Super Bowl in 2008. And in fact, when you look at the elements that make the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Pittsburgh Steelers, their foundation, their core, the last time the Steelers really looked like the Steelers was in 2008. So what am I trying to say? I'm merely saying this, that the Steelers' way is lost because they don't believe in it. Their philosophy has been hijacked by a Hall of Fame quarterback and a coach that enables the quarterback to get away from the running game and placate it and not use it as a foundation. When you look at the Steelers this year, when they went on their five-game stretch, the run-pass mix was 60-pass-40 run. That was balanced, and that's fine. But if they're not running the football and they're not dominating on defense, they're not going to win. They're not going to win a Super Bowl. This is going to be rinse and repeat. And we all know the definition of insanity. the definition of insanity is doing something, the same thing, and repeating it and expecting that you are going to get a different outcome. Let me throw this into the crystal ball and reflect on this. And let's fast forward it to this date that I'm recording this on, January 4th, 2019. Let's jump forward to January 4th, 2020. If they play the same style of football, there might be slightly better. The numbers will look about roughly the same, but the result will be the same. They will not win a championship. Ben will have his stats. Tomlin will say, obviously. AB will whine. And yes, I'm predicting that AB will be on the roster. And guess what? The Pats will probably be winning their seventh Lombardi. The Steeler way is broken. It's irreparably broken because they don't have a coach or a quarterback that believes in it. So when I say the Steelers don't believe in the philosophy, that's what I mean. At its core, it is a winning philosophy. And particularly with this team, they need to play that way to win moving forward. You can point to some bad ref calls, this and that, but honestly, the team was not good enough. They have gotten too far away from the Steeler way. And until they get back to it, they're not going to win. So the Steeler way is broken from a football philosophical standpoint. But the Steeler way needs to break from a talent acquisition standpoint. Just think about it. Going into this offseason, we know they're not going to sign a high-priced free agent. They're going to build through the draft. And guess what? The Patriots are going to do whatever they need to do to win. And the Steelers' way will equal to regular season success, but no Lombardis. So until the Pittsburgh Steelers get back to the Steeler way and get out of their Steeler way of doing things from a personnel standpoint, they are not going to compete for championships. This will look like the same thing. And at this point, it's moving and trending down from 13-3 to no playoffs to what next? AB drama and all the rest of that madness. Point blank, the Steeler way is broken, and it's broken because they don't believe it. Thank you, listeners, for tuning into the first episode of Yeah, I Said That. We're going to try to bring it to you multiple times, maybe with different hosts. I think I'm going to be the primary host, but we're going to bring it to you multiple times in the business season and the off season. We're going to hit some topics that are going to make your skin crawl if you're a Steeler fan. I'm going to tease the next topic because it's something that I really want to discuss, so I'm going to bring it to the program. Here's the next topic for next week's show. Yeah, I said that, and I'm going to tease this. Ben Roethlisberger is going into his last season under contract. Riddle me this. I don't think the Steelers should sign Ben Roethlisberger to an extension. Yeah, I said that. Thank you guys for tuning in.
My name is Spencer Hall.
My name is Jason Kirk.
My name is Ryan Nanny.
And when we combine, we form the Shutdown Fullcast.
Voltron!
I keep telling you, we're not Voltron.
The Shutdown Fullcast is technically a college football podcast, but it's also a show about
lawn care disasters,
regional grocery stores we love,
Tennessee Batman,
homeowners associations,
Bears and video games.
I mean, there's also some actual football discussion, like about coaches having huge contracts or coaches making terrible decisions or coaches saying really stupid things.
Or the NCAA saying really stupid things.
Yeah, there's lots of stupid things in this big, dumb, beautiful sport.
Sometimes we talk about football games.
Allegedly.
If you want to take college football exactly as seriously as it deserves to be taken, come find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to podcasts like this one.
The Shutdown Fullcast.
It's not Voltron.